Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
And I'm your Lord Killen.
And it's just the two of us.
We can something.
I also have McDonald's. I hope you guys don't mind if I have a sandwich.
You're just going to start munching down on a sandwich?
I might. You never know. It depends on how things go.
Very good.
Well, I didn't even think about it, and I was just like, I'll bring this in, and then I didn't even eat it before we started, so whatever. There's a chicken sandwich in this bag over here. But that's okay, because we're going to be in for a pretty long podcast, it looks like, because this past week has been chock full of toy news, which is crazy, considering that this coming weekend is New York Toy Fair.
Yeah, why?
I have no idea. Normally, when we approach big things like Toy Fair in San Diego, the companies hold back, and they wait until these big events when they know that the press is going to be there, and that's when they reveal it all. But instead, it appears that most of these companies just didn't give a crap this year and decided, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and reveal everything before the show.
Maybe they're just going to be like, fool you, when you get there.
Yeah, I know, right? We'll get there and there'll just be all kinds of crazy stuff bigger than this.
They'll like knock off the shell and they'll fall off and what's really supposed to be there is underneath it. That's what you get for leaking.
So, the week has been full of news from Hasbro and Playmates and Mezco with all kinds of stuff from Transformers to G.I. Joe to Thundercats to even the new Ninja Turtles that we've been waiting for announcements on forever. And I just couldn't believe that, like, it was like one thing after the other this week. It was like, you know, there was, I think it pretty much kind of started with the Turtles thing. That was like the first big thing I saw. And then everything else just kind of rolled out after that. It was like, here's the new G.I. Joe stuff. Here's some Transformers stuff. Here's everything.
Yeah, but that turtle news was like everywhere.
I saw
thousands of Facebook posts about it.
It's big news. We've all been waiting for that for like, what, over a year now? We were told so long ago that Playmates was assigned the license to the new Nickelodeon cartoon, and then they just got silent, and we hadn't heard anything since. And everybody's been speculating and waiting to see what's going to happen, so, you know, when they dropped that news, it was a huge deal, and understandably so. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. I want to go ahead and get through all the other stuff first, because I have a feeling we'll have a lot to say about the Turtle stuff.
Yep.
So we'll build up to that. It'll be the main event of the podcast. And with all this toy news that's going on today, we might not have a whole lot of time for Fan Corner stuff, but I'm willing to bet that most of the questions in the Fan Corner this week are, hey, what do you guys think of the new Turtles stuff?
Yeah.
Right. So we'll probably answer it anyway.
All right.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start things off with a little bit of news from Mattel. Now, one of the only things Mattel has really revealed prior to Toy Fair has been some of the stuff for The Dark Knight Rises. And actually, this encompasses more than just Mattel stuff, because I think this is more of like a Dark Knight Rises press release, saying, here's a bunch of merchandising for the new movie, because we've got stuff being shown in here from Funko and stuff like that, too. But most notable in here is a look at some of the Mattel stuff that we had already gotten, like, that press release information on. Now we've got some photos to go with it. And in the photos, there are some images of the new Movie Masters figures. At least I think this is a Movie Masters figure. It doesn't really explain, but there is an image of a Bane action figure. And you can tell that it's a really early rendition because there's no articulation on the figure yet. It looks like it's a primary sculpt, you know, like an early painted prototype. And they don't really specify if this is like the kiddie 5-inch version or the Movie Masters version. But if it's the Movie Masters version, It does not look very good. No, that's what I
That scares me because that could actually be what you get.
Yeah, exactly. Because, and the reason I worry about it being the Movie Masters figure is because they have it pictured right along with the Movie Masters Batman, which looks exactly like the last several Movie Masters Batman figures we got from Mattel. Hmm. Which, you know, that's pretty much what I expected to see, so not a big deal. It's probably got a few differences in his costume from the last two releases, but it's pretty much the same. And this photo actually, you know, it has all the articulation in it and everything. So, I have no idea what's going on with this Bane figure.
That's George Clooney right there.
George Clooney. This is the Batman Forever Movie Masters figure.
I'm saying, it looks just like him.
Or the Batman and Robin, I guess, was the George Clooney.
That looks... But that Bane... Maybe it's just because the Bane's so terrible.
Well, yeah. Like, first of all, like, I keep trying to hold out any judgment on this movie till I actually see it. But I'm not really digging this look for Bane. And...
Just some guy with some kind of weird gas mask.
Yeah, it really doesn't seem to translate very well into this action figure. And I don't know, man. You know, it's not even really like the mask or anything that bothers me. I think it's his size. Because when you think of Bane, you always think of being this big, hulking, huge dude. And I understand Nolan's whole thing is like, let's make it realistic and blah, blah, blah. But, you know...
He's a big dude, but he's just not...
He's not Bane big.
He's not a big, Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, exactly. He's not Bane big. And I think it's funny because I keep seeing people's comments talking about how he looks like a Mortal Kombat character and like that.
Yeah,
and as soon as I read that, I was like, wow, he does look like he's right out of a Mortal Kombat game. It's crazy. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see I don't know, Mattel will probably have this stuff at Toy Fair, I would assume. With Dark Knight Rises being a big thing this summer, this will be their only chance to show it off before they get released. So, I can imagine we'll see lots of Dark Knight stuff at Toy Fair this weekend.
We'll see what we see and talk about it again. Cause maybe...
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we'll have something different to say about it. Otherwise, I mean, like, Funko is releasing those pop vinyl figures, which are always cool. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of neat that they're doing that. We are getting, like, a new Tumblr vehicle, it looks like, from Mattel. And they're doing, like, those five-inch scale figures again, too. So pretty much exactly what we got last time around, we're getting again. And then it looks like this isn't even really Dark Knight Rises related, but there's this, with the same press release, there's this awesome chess set in here. I'm not sure. I need to figure out who's producing that. Because it's totally comic-based. But it's a Batman chess set, and it looks freaking awesome.
Yeah, it looks like you're playing on top of a skyscraper, maybe.
Yeah. Hmm. That stuff is always really
so I'm sure that's going to be $300-$400.
Yeah, that'll be outrageous. Noble Collection? That must be the company that's doing
maybe,
that.
Yeah,
Noble Collection.
How many chests do you need, though?
That's one of those things. It's like, if you want to get a cool chess set, you pick one.
Or
you buy it.
Or you just get a basic board, and you maybe purchase a bunch of action figures and just make full-on action figure chess pieces. It'd probably be cheaper.
That'd be awesome. You know what I wanted to do a long time ago when the Star Wars figures were coming with a little holographic minifigures that were packaged in every one. There was like red ones and blue ones. Mm-hmm, we've had some here in the store.
Right.
When I was collecting those, I was like, I don't understand the point of these pack-ins. This is the most ridiculous, you know, unusable pack-in ever. But I had always thought it'd be kind of cool to try to collect enough of those to make a Star Wars chess set out of them.
Weren't they like some part of some game or something?
No, they were just little mini. They were like collectible holographic minifigure, but I don't think there was ever a real reason for them. They were just there.
Well, yeah, those are terrible.
And now they just kind of sit in a box in my collection. I never did anything with them, you know. It was just, I hate when they do stuff like that, when I'd much rather have something like a figure stand that I could put to use.
Oh, yeah, really?
You know? So,
figure stands are like gold.
Yeah, no kidding. And it was, I always sucked with Star Wars because they'd go a year where they gave every figure a figure stand, and then the next year they'd do something stupid like those hollow figures. Mm. And then they'd go back to figure stands again, and then they'd do something else stupid. And then it was just like, come on, Hasbro. Stick with one thing, and you would give it to us, you know?
Yeah, give it to us.
Yeah, that's what they do. All right, so speaking of Hasbro, they released all kinds of stuff this last week. So we'll go ahead and start off with the recent announcement that Hasbro would be producing a wave of Transformers action figures based on the upcoming Transformers Fall of Cybertron video game. This is, of course, the sequel to the War for Cybertron video game.
Right.
And they made action figures based off that game, and they turned out to be really awesome. Those are actually some of the few Transformers I have, is like the Soundwave and stuff from that, because I thought those were so cool looking. So a lot of people were actually really excited that they were releasing new figures based off this game, and then got even more excited when they announced that they are going to be releasing the Combaticons that will all be able to combine to build Bruticus. So the three Combaticon figures will be able to merge together to build Bruticus. And so that's really been getting a lot of positive reaction, it seems, online. A lot of people are pretty happy about that. So that's kind of a cool announcement for the Transformers fans.
Yeah, that's kind of like a major character everywhere. They keep releasing through those independent companies and stuff like that, but not actual Transformers.
Right, right. And I think one thing that's really cool about the this video game is, like, you know, the designs of the characters in this video game are all really good, and while they're not, like, 100% G1, they've totally got, like, that inspiration from the old designs of the characters. Mm-hmm. Not in vehicle mode, because, of course, they're Cybertronian space vehicles, but in robot mode, they all look awesome, you know, and they totally put the movie Transformers to shame, I think. So, I think it's really cool that Hasbro is continuing on and doing more characters from those video games. I think that's a smart move on their part.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's coming from a guy that doesn't really buy a lot of Transformers.
Say what?
I think those are awesome.
Well, you probably buy them.
I might actually buy those. Yeah, there's probably a good chance of it. All right, so how about we move into some G.I. Joe news? G.I. Joe Retaliation, of course, is coming out this summer, and this is the sequel, kind of, I guess, to the last G.I. Joe movie, except this time around it actually looks like a G.I. Joe movie.
Hmm.
So, have you seen the trailer and stuff for this?
So what does that exactly mean?
Okay, so this movie already looks 1,000 times better than the first G.I. Joe movie. Did you ever see the first one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I liked the first one okay, but it was like...
It ended... That got me excited movie, when it ended.
Yeah. Like, that whole movie was a setup for a cool G.I. Joe movie.
Oh,
and
sure.
And it looks like that's exactly what's happening. Because, you know... This trailer looks awesome because, like, first of all, Cobra Commander looks like Cobra Commander. He's actually wearing, like, the helmet with the silver mask and everything.
Why don't they, like, ditch the story before?
I don't know, because the other weird thing about this is it's, like, almost got nobody from the last movie in it. Like, Scarlet's not in this one, Baroness isn't in this one, Destro's not in this one.
What?
Duke is only in part of this movie, and then it's pretty much a bunch of, you know, other Joes, like, Roadblock's there now, obviously that's The Rock, and he pretty much takes over the starring role of the movie. Snake Eyes is back. Duke is back, but like I said, he's like apparently only in part of the movie.
So well, it's Snake Eyes, we don't really know if he's truly back. Right?
That's true.
Ray Park's again?
It is Ray Park again, yes. Yep. And Storm Shadow's back too, well, even though Storm Shadow died at the end of the last movie. It'll be interesting to see how they explain that.
Well, you know,
But Zartan is back, because if, you know, spoiler alert for anybody that watched the first movie, he was the president at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool because in the trailer they show this whole scene where, like, you know, they show the White House and then, like, these big black banners come down over the White House with the Cobra logo.
Oh, nice.
Like, Cobra's taking over the White House. And so, like, the whole, everything about this trailer just, like, actually screams G.I. Joe this time around.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is gonna be an awesome movie, you know? Cause.
Yeah, that gave me pumps seeing that scene.
Yeah, the trailer shows, like, you know, you can see Cobra troopers and what looks like maybe bats or some kind of robot troopers.
I like the first movie, but I tell you, my favorite part is the end of it.
Exactly, yeah. When it actually starts looking like a G.I. Joe movie? Yeah. So this movie looks pretty great, and this is obviously going to be a big deal this summer, so Hasbro just recently revealed, like, everything for the new toy line. Like, they're just like, bam, here's the entire lineup. So the figures that they announced, starting off, are Roadblock, Snake Eyes, Cobra Commander, Duke, Storm Shadow, Red Ninja, Zartan, Cobra Trooper, and G.I. Joe Trooper. The vehicles are going to be the Road Retaliator with Flint, the Wheel Blaster Bike with Firefly, the Ninja Speed Cycle with Snake Eyes, the Ninja Commando 4x4 with Snake Eyes. Here comes all your Snake Eyes stuff. Cobra Fangboat with Swamp Viper, G.I. Joe Tread Ripper Tank with Clutch, Ninja Combat Cruiser, the Hiss Tank.
Oh, again.
And Ghost Hawk 2 with Duke. Now, I assume they're going to do the same thing in this as they did the first time around, where they're going to have some of these... I guarantee some of these characters aren't going to be in the movie, but they're, like, you know, putting them in the movie line, which is still cool because you get the figures. Then there's going to be some 3-packs, the Ninja Showdown set and the Ninja Dojo Battle, both Ninja sets.
Oh, man, they're putting those stupid play weapons.
Yeah, it looks like that they're coming with some big, like, rocket launcher things, because this is one of those things that Hasbro's known for. When it's a movie year, they make it more kid-friendly so that kids will buy the stuff, too. But it doesn't look like it's actually, you know, ruining the actual figures themselves. Like, it looks like they come with some big, silly accessories, but then they've also got some regular
stuff,
too.
That looks ridiculous.
So, that yeah, there's this Cobra Commander with this giant snake staff that, like, shoots a projectile. But, you know, you get rid of that big, silly snake staff, and Cobra Commander looks pretty cool, actually. Like, hey, look, I look like Cobra Commander.
Yeah, it looks like a movie.
So that's awesome. I like the design, and I'm glad that they went with the helmet. I know a lot of people like the hood, but I've always liked the helmet for a Cobra Commander, so that's pretty cool.
You don't like the Pac-Man head?
The ghost?
Yeah.
The Pac-Man ghost?
Blinky head?
I do like it fine. I've always preferred the helmet look. But yeah, let's see.
Helmet look always confused, like made it confusing with his Cobra Troopers, because they look so similar.
Oh, really?
The hood always seemed to be better.
That's true. I guess I can see that.
They set them out from the others.
That one,
but they look like they're about as good as figures as they're producing with their current line.
Mm-hmm. They look great, yeah. There you go. There's The Rock as a G.I. Joe.
Oh, that's pretty decent.
Totally buying that. Just because it's The Rock. Yeah. All right. That's going to be a hot figure, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's The Rock.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, too.
Because not just G.I. Joe fans are going to want that. But yeah, I'm actually pretty excited about all this stuff. I don't know if I'm going to really, like... I can't afford to, like, buy into this whole line, but I will probably be picking stuff up from it, no doubt.
Oh, you need a Cobra Commander and a Rock.
yeah, exactly. Like, if I buy any, those will be two that I buy for sure. Now, this is actually one of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. They did announce...
Jesus, already?
Yeah, they've already announced some San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. Let me see where that is at. Oh, yeah, here's all the vehicles and stuff. So we got the His Tank again. Movie-ified His Tank. I wonder if the His Tank's actually in the movie, or they're just putting
just
it in
like
the line.
The other one.
It does.
Just repainted.
Know. Ghost Hawk with Duke. That's kind of cool.
Ninja Set.
So. Oh, there's the Ninja Showdown, the Ninja Dojo Battle... Those must be large-scale figures. Okay, so there are two San Diego Comic-Con figures this year, just like last year. It's a variant of the same character, and I'm probably going to pronounce this name wrong. So it's Kim Arashikagi, and then there's a variant of her unmasked with a white outfit on.
Hmm.
I guess my G.I. Joe knowledge doesn't go deep enough to know exactly who that is.
Yeah, me neither.
But then the other thing they're doing... goes right along the lines of that Sky Striker they did last year that was Starscream. This year they're doing Shockwave as the His Tank.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's another G.I. Joe Transformers crossover that is going to be hot.
Wow.
So, and that's a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and it looks awesome. It's basically just the His Tank, but it's purple, like Shockwave. It's got the Decepticon logo on it. The cannon on top looks like, you know, the Shockwave cannon. So, I mean, that's cool. I think that's a cool idea. And no doubt they did that because that Sky Striker was so hot last year. You know?
I can't believe they dropped that knowledge now.
Yeah.
Like, that's way in advance.
Yeah, right? San Diego is so far away still. And
I guess they're trying to one-up everybody.
They must be.
And here's their San Diego stuff.
And there's lots of role-play stuff and all that kind of fun
Nerf
stuff.
Nerf guns, so. Masks, nunchucks.
Oh, yeah! G.I. Joe nunchucks!
Some Nerf chucks.
Like the Special Ops mask. Storm Shadow mask. Snake Eyes mask.
These are committing felonies gear.
Oh, God, yeah, no kidding, right? So, there's actually probably a lot to be excited about for G.I. Joe fans. I don't know. I mean, like, I think a lot of that stuff looks really cool. I guess it's one of those things where I'll be interested to hear what the G.I. Joe fans think of it all, but I've seen a lot of positive reaction to it from everywhere I've been looking.
Kind of what happens to their current line, if it's going to stop with the movie line or if it's going to keep going side by side, because they're on wave 10 right now.
Oh, yeah.
Of the current, I guess it's their 30th anniversary.
Well, with the G.I. Joe stuff, doesn't it usually kind of, they stop the line when they start a new one, I think.
So, but they're running the Renegades line and the Pursuit of Cobra lines together.
Right, yeah, it's like together in the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. If they're going to do another movie line, at least these ones look a little better than last year's or the previous year's.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't last year's, about 2 years ago. The movie. Terrible.
You didn't like those. I remember that. No, you hated those
terrible
figures.
The cards would even look dumb. So, whatever.
All right. Well, hopefully they'll be a lot better this time around. I think these all look pretty good so far, so we'll see. We'll see how they turn out. A couple weeks ago, we got that really tiny little picture of the upcoming Avengers Helicarrier playset.
That looks much better.
Yes. Hasbro has finally released, like,
a legitimate picture.
A legitimate high-resolution picture of the Helicarrier so we can actually see what it looks like now. And it does look really cool. Looks like it's got, like, some legs that kind of fold down to put it up, prop it up. But, yeah, I think that's going to be a pretty popular playset. I have no doubt.
And I need to see it in scale with a figure to really...
Yeah, I kind of would, too.
Because I don't know, like, are they going to get inside there and sit, or is that just...
No, I bet it's not. It's not going to be near as big as, like, you know, the flag or anything like that. I bet they're...
Because they almost have to do that, because then you're going to be like...
It's got the little launch way for the
otherwise, jet, the Quinjet. It's just a big hunk of plastic for you to put your jet on.
Yeah.
It's like a coaster for your jet.
A coaster. apparently, though, a lot of those Avengers figures are starting to show up in stores.
What?
Yeah, I guess there's already been some reports coming in that the Avengers stuff is showing up at Toys R Us stores, so I guess you might want to start looking for that already.
Toys R Us signed a deal with the devil to get stuff way early.
Oh, it's crazy. I can't believe some of the stuff that just shows up there sometimes. Like, that's another movie that doesn't come out until, like, May or something like that. That's crazy that those toys would already be hitting stores.
Just start, like, picketing Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Like, stop spoiling the movie.
They always get stuff early, and they charge more for it.
Yeah, they
that's what sucks. Like, you,
they charge, like, $5 with, more. Yeah.
It's the same with Marvel Legends, because Marvel Legends is finally starting hitting retail, but so far has only hit Toys R Us. And they're charging, like, $19.99 a figure is what they're charging for the Marvel Legends stuff.
Oh.
And I think the SRP on those is $16.99. So that means when they hit, like, you know, Walmart and Target, they're probably going to be $16.99, and here Toys R Us is charging $20.
Well, that's what they do with Lego when they get them a month in advance. They kick them up $10 to $15 over.
It's crazy, dude. I don't know how they can do that.
They sell out.
Yep. Oh, I know. I mean, like, everybody's...
I bought them.
...hunting down these Marvel Legends right now, because everybody wants to have Marvel Legends again, and Toys R Us is the only place getting them in so far.
But jerks.
Yep. Eventually everybody else will get them, and they'll probably be cheaper, and they won't be so hard to find anymore. Okay, quick little bit of news from Mezco. Last year, you guys may remember, they released this mega-scale Lion-O figure, which was like this 20-inch tall, massive Lion-O figure, but he was like super detailed and really cool-looking, and, you know, based on his original look in the old cartoon. And last year at San Diego, they had announced that they were going to continue that line with Mumm-Ra. And now we get news that they are also going to be releasing Panthro right after that. So we've got some early pictures. They're like... MTV Geek actually posted them, because they did like this write-up on Mezco, and they actually show like the sculpting process and everything. It's kind of cool.
And MTV Geek is everywhere also.
All of a sudden, right? They're just dropping it like it's hot.
Putting a hurting on my business.
It's crazy. But this is the first time we saw anything about the Panthro. At least I didn't ever know that they were even doing that, and he looks awesome. These figures look terrific, because they're just like, they're so spot on as far as their looks, and the details look great. The only weird thing about them is, you know, they're, oh, he's totally teasing us with a Mumm-Ra in that last picture, like Mummy Mumm-Ra. How about that? I didn't even notice that earlier. Like, they're huge, you know. I don't usually buy, like, those giant toys. And, like, I'm really tempted to pick these up because of how cool they look. Like,
They're out of scale too far.
Like, that's the problem, because they're totally the best-looking Thundercats figures out there.
If you were,
but
like...
But they're so big.
If they were, like, your Masters, you would get them?
Oh, no doubt.
Because you'd have, like, a two-up kind of a thing.
I wish, dude. I wish that there were 6-inch figures that looked as good as these Mezco ones. Because, God, these are awesome. But yeah, these are so big. They're so massive. So I just don't know if I can. I just don't know where I put them. You know, like, they're not even that expensive. They were only like 30 or 34, which is like not that bad considering their size. But where the heck would I put those giant things after I bought them? You know, I've got enough crap as it is. I don't know where I'd put them. But they're so cool looking.
Huh.
I don't know.
You can mount them to your car like a hood ornament.
Oh my God! If I just drove around town with that giant Panthro like hanging out on the hood of my car. That would get stolen right away.
Yeah, for sure.
That wouldn't even...
First parking lot incident,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
gone.
Exactly. I'm parked for work, come back out, it's gone. No doubt about it.
Well, it's cool for an hour.
Yeah. Like, well, that was all right. Okay, so the moment everybody's been waiting for. The Ninja Turtles have been revealed. This is another big thing that MTV Geek broke this past week, was our first look at Playmates' upcoming Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toys. As we were talking about at the beginning of the show, this is something we've been waiting for forever. And we got a little sneak peek of these new figures at San Diego, but they were forbidding press images to be taken. They weren't ready to share
it yet.
Yeah. So, you know, it was one of those things where we briefly got to see them, and then they put them away on us, and we didn't, you know, so we can only go by our memories. And
I remember the crazy-looking toe thing they got going on there.
Yeah, because they got three toes now. I know, a lot of people are, like, kind of miffed by that, but...
I'm okay with it, just because it changes the... It identifies from which generation they are.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, it's a little weird-looking at first, but it also does kind of make sense. I mean, they have three fingers. Why wouldn't they have three toes? Right. You know, it's one of those weird things. But, yeah, so... First of all, they revealed the figures based on the upcoming new Nickelodeon series, which is really cool because they actually share some of the aspects with the design of the Turtles in the new IDW comic books. So they're like this really cool hybrid between the new cartoon and the new comic book, which actually gives them this really nice, really detailed looking, kind of a gritty comic book appearance, which is awesome looking. Right. I think they look terrific. I just really hope that the final product translates
as good as these
prototype pictures, you know, because the prototypes look awesome. They have good shading. The sculpts are really good. One of the things that they know is that the four turtles don't share any parts. They're all completely unique sculpts, and they're even different sizes because they're not, you know, they're brothers, but they're not, you know, they have different heights to them. So the four turtles vary between 4 1/4 inches to 4 3/4 inches tall, which is really, I think that's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they're shorter than the Shredder figure. And like, and we saw that actually at San Diego when they showed it to us. Like the turtles are like the scale for this line is like a 5 to 6 inch scale, but the turtles are purposely shorter than everybody because the turtles are supposed to be shorter than everybody. And I think that is an awesome attention to detail from Playmates. I think that's really cool. Something they've never really done before with these.
Right.
But yeah, the details look great. All the weapons look really nice. They've got like nice dings and scrapes on them, like they've been through battle. Like Raphael's even got like a chunk missing out of like
his shell.
The front part of his shell. Yeah, like that's really cool. I just really hope these look as nice in person. Like how Michelangelo's got like the blade on one of his chucks there.
Yeah, so
he's got the little freckles up on his face.
Super nice. They're almost like not what you would expect for their scale either.
And they're not what you'd expect from Playmates. That's the other thing. Like,
well, I mean, we can't even really say that Playmates has been kind of hiding out.
That's exactly the thing. Yeah, that's the same thing I've been saying. Like, you, what was it? Like, you know, a year or two ago, Playmates had like that 1-2 punch of suck. That was Star Trek and Terminator Salvation, right? They just clogged the store shelves.
They're still trying to get rid of this
stuff. Yeah, clogged the store shelves with that garbage. And those figures were, you know, that's two properties that could have had some incredibly cool action figures. And Playmates totally dropped the ball. And they made a bunch of garbage. And nobody wanted to buy it. And it just looked like it had put Playmates out of business because they just disappeared.
You know what? I will say that they probably made a ridiculous amount of money because everybody bought them. I would say the retailers were the ones hurting.
Yeah, that's true.
That they probably sold out everything they had, which was like 42 million cases or something.
Oh, God.
That stuff was sold at gas stations.
You can still find, yeah, dude. Gas stations, all the dollar stores had the Star Trek stuff. Like, still do.
Everybody.
It's stupid. Big Lots still is clogged with Star Trek figures. Still.
They'll never sell them.
It almost makes me wonder, though, if, like, after that, like, whoever at Playmates was just like, look, everybody here's fired.
Yep.
We're getting a new team of people who care about what they're doing. Because we got this Turtles for license and we can't screw it up. Because these figures are just like, this is some of the best looking stuff from Playmates that I've seen ever.
And some of the best, it's the best, definitely the best Turtles done in it. Even may have put a hurting on NECA's version.
I was going to say,
we're so close.
We love the NECA stuff, and NECA has made some of the coolest turtle figures ever. And I would honestly say that these new figures could compete with the NECA ones because they look that good. At least these prototypes do.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we'll see what the final product looks like, but the sculpts and the details on these look like something from somebody not Playmates.
Yeah.
You know, this does not look like something that Playmates would produce. And I just, I'm really excited about this.
They must have their own team of horsemen somewhere.
Yeah, right? Or maybe it is the horsemen and they just can't tell us. Dun, oh, dun, dun. Mm. those are really cool. So they've also got like these deluxe sound effects figures, which are much more kid friendly. They actually look more like the animated versions. They got like the pupils and everything, and they're not as detailed. They've got weird spring loaded action features, and they apparently really talk. Goofy. They're really goofy, but the kids are going to love them. Michelangelo's face is hilarious.
It reminds me of the movie.
Yeah. I think, I mean, like, kids will probably dig that though. So you can't fault them for making stuff for the kids. And then there's a lot of vehicles, and what I really love about this is these vehicles totally harken back to the old days of Turtles, because this is like, these are awesome-looking vehicles.
Yeah, it looks like they just updated the designs to, like, a more modern time.
The new party wagon is called the Shellraiser, which is awesome. and it looks like, it's supposed to be like a converted subway cart into, like, a van. So it's supposed to look like a subway train cart. It's pretty cool looking. I like it. And then they've got like a motorcycle, the Rippin' Rider.
Yeah, it's kind of basic.
Yep. And then they got this cool like stealth one, the Ninja Stealth Bike, which is kind of neat. It's got like the shell that folds down and almost looks like a
Batman's tumbler.
Yeah, it looks like a tumbler. Yeah. This is kind of goofy, but will be fun. It's like this sewer spinning skateboard, which is supposed to be like. It does, like, 10 different tricks on its own. It's, like, some crazy fun thing. You know, another thing for kids that they'll like. Then there's a Foot Soldier motorcycle, though it looks like it's got some kind of goofy action feature where the guy flips off the bike.
So is that what the Foot Soldier is going to look like?
That's,
that is hurting my feelings. That's
just one type of Foot Soldier. They had some other pictures, and the other Foot Soldiers look like regular Foot Soldiers. Okay. Like, almost movie-style Foot Soldiers. Okay, then, this is the thing I got really excited about. I'm not sure why this picture looks so weird, but there is a new playset, the new Secret Sewer Lair playset, which is huge. How big is this thing, does it say? They don't have a
kid's on his knees.
Either way, this
about
thing,
3 foot tall.
Yeah, this thing is gigantic, because they got this kid in this picture, and he's kneeling on his knees, and this playset stands, you know, like, over his head. And it's really cool, because it's got, like, the whole underground thing, and then it's also got the street top, which is totally like the old school playset. Mm-hmm. This thing is awesome. It's going to run $100 at retail, but it's huge, and I have no idea where I'm going to put this thing, but I'm going to buy it. Wow. I'm going to buy this. And it's kind of cool. Like, if you actually look at the picture, you can see some of the other figures. Like, there's a Foot Soldier, there's Shredder, there's Krang, April's down here. Splinter's on there. And they did show some other pictures, too, later in the week that showed some close-ups. And they all look pretty cool. Splinter's the only one that I think looks kind of weird.
He does look kind of weird.
He looks like a kangaroo, not a rat.
The Shredder kind of looks weird, too, though, a little. He looks like top-heavy.
I'll have to see if I can find those other pictures, because they've definitely put them out. Then there's lots of role-play stuff with these guys, too. So they got, like, the weapons with the headbands that you can get. And they got, like, a light-up Leonardo sword, so that's kind of cool.
And some ninja stars, so you can throw them at each other and ding yourself, friend.
Right, yeah.
Like, totally unnecessary, but good.
Yeah, they are really cool. So that was one of the big Ninja Turtle announcements. The other one is the one that seems to have the collectors the most excited. And that is the confirmation that they are, in fact, doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Classics. And this line is completely based off of the original Fred Wolf animated series from the 80s and 90s. So this is the first time that we are ever getting cartoon-accurate Ninja Turtles figures.
Minus goofy expressions.
Right, and stupid action features, like the Toon Turtles. So this is a 6-inch scale, highly posable, highly detailed, etc., etc., Ninja Turtles line. And the first wave is the four turtles, which is awesome that they're just putting out all four turtles right away. Boom. And they look awesome, because they actually look like they are right out of the cartoon. And the weapons look nice. I mean, Michelangelo's got actual chains on his nunchucks, which is terrific. They got the big round belt buckles with the initials on them. Mm. I mean, the facial expressions look great. These are like a dream come true for the old school Ninja Turtle cartoon fans.
Yeah.
Raphael's size actually have like a metallic look to them.
It's kind of what we wanted those anniversary ones to be.
Yeah, right.
Just didn't make it there.
So, I read elsewhere that these are going to retail for about $15 to $20 in stores, which is exactly what I would expect them to.
Yeah, whatever.
The packaging, there was another thing where I saw the packaging. I think it was a video that I was watching. The best thing, one of the cool things about these is that the packaging for them looks just like the original cardbacks. They're shaped a little different to fit the new 6-inch scale figures, but the actual cardbacks are that same brick setting with the characters on it. Looks just like the old cardbacks, and I think that is awesome that they would do that. So these are exciting. I'm very, very excited about these. And
so you can stop buying Masters now and buy these.
Oh, my God. It's tough because, you know, Masters and Turtles were always my top two growing up, and now they're both going to be out at the same time, and that's going to be hard.
You know.
But yeah,
one's kind of getting shaky, and this one's
no kidding, right? This is a good break from the hell that is Digital River and all that kind of stuff. These are all going to be available at retail. I know a lot of people have been asking if this is like a subscription service. It's not, as far as I know. This is not an online thing. These are going to be at retail.
So hopefully, you won't have too much of a problem finding.
Oh man, I hope they're not too hard to find. Hopefully, we'll be able to grab them. I need to start saving now. Because I was just thinking about this, and I'm just like, man, I love all of this stuff. This is going to be so expensive. Because, you know, this is all going to be, like, all out of the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I have to try to buy all these turtles. Ugh, this is going to be a pain in the ass.
Are you going to buy the goofy kid one, too?
probably not.
Maybe.
Like, it really depends. Like, if I get, like, real turtle crazy, I might just start buying everything. But I don't know. Like, I kind of right now, my goal is to stick with just the basic four, the new series,
mm-hmm.
the classics,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the Shellraiser wagon and the playset. That's my goal right now. But yeah. That could change.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I'll just stick with the Turtles, and the classics line would be good. Hopefully. It looks like it will be.
Looks awesome.
So right now, good.
And they did say that if the sales are good on this first wave, that they'll do another wave starting to do with, like, the villains and stuff. And could you imagine how awesome it'll be to get, like, a cartoon-accurate Shredder?
Yeah, I wonder if...
And a Krang and an android body.
I wonder if the Shredder actually have metal like they have on...
Like the way the Raphael looks?
And the weapons are, like, metal?
Yeah, they look real nice and shiny.
Hopefully, you know, his gauntlets and his pads or spikes.
That'd just be so cool, man. Yeah. God, just like you just think of like you remember like 2 years ago we were sitting here talking about how cool it would be to see a Turtles happened. Classics yeah. line, and here it's actually happening.
So they were like, listening and they yeah. decided, okay, we could do that.
Man, it's like
so you're welcome everybody. We yeah, did that for you.
You are welcome. This is our doing. I'm excited. And yeah, it's like, you know, a lot of that other stuff that's been coming out is cool. Like, Thundercats was exciting, and Voltron's pretty exciting. But this is
unexpected.
Really... Yeah, this is so exciting to me. It was unexpected that they were going to be this cool looking.
Like,
and this has got me...
Two Christmases?
Yeah, yeah. This has got me excited on a level that Masters of the Universe Classics did when it was first revealed. So that's how happy I am about the new Turtles stuff. I'm stoked. I might get to a point where I just have to stop collecting everything else so I can just buy He-Man and Ninja Turtle stuff, because it's going to be so expensive.
Well, I guess we'll see you at Toy Fair as well, with yeah. that, what these are looking like.
That's true.
And
that's
hopefully true. They'll give us some.
Yes, yes, we should get... hopefully they'll give them to us. Yeah.
Go ahead, take a few cases. Take them out on your way out. We don't need them.
We're going to make lots of the monies off of these, so we can give a few away. Yeah, these are great. I'm excited. Yeah. And of course, I was talking to Swain about it right away, and he's just like out of his skin excited. Yeah. You know, he's so happy. And I'm so happy for him.
Well, I'm sure he's like, I'm running out of figures for videos.
Well, that's what he was saying. He's like, I think I'm going to have to change the name of my show from Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk to Radical Current Toy Talk Turtle Toy Talk or something. Because... He's like, I'm going to have to just start talking about all the new stuff.
But... Well, that'll give him a couple more months worth of material.
But, yeah, that's awesome. These are great. I am excited. All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll run through some fan corner questions and see what you guys are thinking this week. So we'll be right back.
Introducing Leatherhead, the evil Cajun Gator.
Leatherhead, these are your targets, the friends of the Ninja Turtles. Yusaki Yojimbo, the Samurai Rabbit. Casey Jones, the Sports Warrior. And Metalhead, the robotic turtle vending machine. Destroy them!
Whoa, better watch the old blood pressure, Shredhead.
Now you can get a pop-up display stand inside specially marked packages of turtle figures. Great for displaying turtles when they're not eating pizza. From Playmates.
Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael. Four ninja fighting turtles who battle evil from the sewers of New York City.
You can never get a taxi in this town. Let's take the sewer slider or the shell side loop.
With their ninja skills and weapons, they're gonna turtleize the evil shrimp.
Turtle power!
It's time to come out of your shell. New Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figures and vehicles, each sold separately from Playmates Toys.
Hey, dummy! It's time to roll!
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles got a new set of wheels. The Battle Shell, with four places to fire out.
You'll be Turtle Soup Shredder.
Yeah. And the Turtle Base inside.
Trouble ahead, Shred Man.
Need a lift?
Fire away, boys!
Cowabunga! Sure beats your dad's minivan.
It's time to come out of your shell. New Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Battle Shell and figures, each sold separately from Playmates Toys.
Hey, what are you doing up here? It's better in the lair.
The Turtle Sewer Lair with Battle Arena, where only you can train the turtles.
Pump it up, Neo!
Look out! Evil's making a house call!
Shredder and the Foot Soldiers! Donnie, whip up the weapons!
Mikey, lose the screen and get me to green! Shredder, a ninja, is always ready to fight! Hey-ya!
Stash this trash!
No one can invade our lair!
It's time to come out of your shell!
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Sewer Lair! Action figures each sold separately. New Playmates Toys.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. All right, we're going to go ahead and answer some of your fan corner questions. So why don't we go ahead and start things off with the Burger General. It says, hey, guys, my question this week is for Killen. You mentioned on episode 137 that LEGO Series 6 minifigures had a piece that would never be reproduced. I was wondering if you knew which piece.
I don't yet, but I have a couple ideas. I ordered a set for myself. I just haven't gotten it yet. I thought for sure I would by now. I think there is a Statue of Liberty figure in there, and I think either the headdress or the torch that it's holding may be the unique piece, but I'm not 100% sure yet. But hopefully by next week, because we'll be in Toy Fair, but the following week maybe they'll be here and I can actually tell you for certain. I don't know.
They might have those at Toy Fair, won't they? They had the minifigures there last year.
Yeah, well, I looked at the pictures really hard, but I just couldn't tell. Yeah. I actually have to get them in my hand and see if they're not just... I don't know. That's just the rumor I heard anyways. I'm not even 100% sure that's a true story. But the retailer where we get our stuff, the distributor, said that the reason they're selling out so fast was because they had some unique pieces. So, we'll see.
All right, Rebel Cowboy has got our first Ninja Turtle question. This is after the latest news on Playmates showing photos of the new Turtles lines. Do any of you plan on picking up both the Classics and the Nickelodeon toy lines, or just one of them?
Both.
Yep, me too. Mm-hmm. Doing both. Gonna at least try them both out first and see how they go. So, I'm excited! Yeah! Alright, Clone Yoshi says, hey guys, I just bought some Generator Rex action figures. I've been meaning to buy some for a while, and when I saw the ones I just bought, has some slime that comes out of the Evos, I got a big smile on my face seeing something more vintage, like in new titles. But since the line was by Mattel, it wasn't as big a shock. But my question is, if you guys ever bought a figure just because it had something more vintage? Oh, okay. So, like, that new figure came with slime, so...
Well, I bought the... this is kind of a weird example, but I bought the Lego Ninja set was the shrine, because you were like talking about how it looked like a slime pit. After a while, it kind of did, and I was like, yeah, I gotta get that.
I know, I keep wanting to pick it up too, just because of that reason. anything with slime in it is instantly automatically appealing to me, and sometimes I have to fight myself and go, why do I actually need to buy this? I don't need this just because it has slime in it. I don't want this.
And plus those trash can figures. Because they have the trash cans, and I just... Kind of threw me a little bit.
The reason I got into the trash pack line is because it felt so vintage to me. That something about that just screamed 80s obscure toy, and I bought it. Yep. So, yeah, absolutely.
And it was priced right.
Yeah.
They were, like, very fairly priced.
Yeah. All right, Orko. Given all the irritating issues with Digital River, here we go again. What steps would you take to fix the problems and bring the line back from life support?
Switch distributor.
Yeah, how about not use Digital River? That's the easiest fix in the world. Let's find somebody who knows what they're doing and cares.
Yep, easy.
That's the best thing to do right now. Nasty Will says, thanks for the shout-out, Killen.
You're my favorite.
I have a rant. I like Masters Classics line, But what makes me so mad about it is the fact you can't go to the retail stores and pick them up, and you're forced to go online and get them. To me, that takes the fun out of buying them. Mattel Toys needs to learn from Bandai with the way they've handled Thundercats. We, my good friend, will agree to disagree on this matter. Uh-oh.
You don't like the way Bandai's handled
it? Well, first of all, I've already said before that I don't think Masters of the Universe Classics would work in retail. For everybody that keeps saying they wish they can go into the stores to buy it, do you guys not remember 2000X and how irritating it was trying to find any new figure because the only thing on the shelves was He-Man and Skeletor? It would be the exact same thing with this, guys.
I think it would work if... Okay, certain toy lines have distributors. Like, Lego has a person that goes to every store that sells Lego and, like, arranges their shelves and makes sure they're stocked correctly. Mm-hmm. If Mattel had that same similar distributor person that would go around and make sure the stores have the latest waves, don't have too many of the same figure, they would pull them and, you know, reshift their numbers. If they did that, yes, absolutely, it probably would work. But if you leave it up to some guy working at Walmart to set up, you know, 40 stores on his own, some regional manager, and he just picks out, yeah, you need 10 cases there, 10 cases there, 10 cases there. Then it'll never work because right. You'll be clogging the pegs with the same figure everywhere.
And I'll say this, too. Like, I know that there's some toy collectors out there that still like the thrill of the hunt. They like driving around and trying to find things. To me, the days of the hunt being fun are over. It's too expensive to drive around these days. It's so much easier just to order stuff online True when it that. Gets in stock. And, I mean, like, I used to have a good time driving around looking for toys, but it's too much work and too much money spent and too frustrating for that to be something that I really want to focus on doing anymore. When I'm having, you know, fun hunting for stuff, it's when I'm at a toy show looking for vintage stuff at good prices.
And you're not even that's looking for any it. Particular
item. Yeah, that's the only time I really have a good time actually being out shopping for stuff. This day and age, I don't drive from store to store looking for new toys.
Now it's thrill the hunt of the cheapest online price.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, that's just the way the world's working now. It's too easy to get online and order something and have it shipped right to you and still be cheaper than driving around looking for the thing in the stores. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the way I feel about it. And I think Masters being an online-only line is just the right way for that line to work. Yes, we've had a lot of irritating issues with Digital River. But that aside, I think it's best that this is an online-only line. That's just my opinion. All right, Sportimus says, what do each of you predict are most looking forward to being revealed at New York Toy Fair? Well, considering almost everything's been revealed beforehand, I think the only thing we haven't seen is the new Masters of the Universe stuff. So I have to go with that. Yeah, and then the Lego.
And Lego stuff. Lego doesn't really tell you when things are coming out. They just like, bam, there it is.
Here's everything.
I'm curious, you know, what's going to just randomly be there this year. So
yeah,
and plus all the Marvel and DC stuff will be there of the next stuff coming out, and I kind of want to see, especially like the first Marvel stuff.
Uh huh.
And
yeah, they'll definitely have some Avengers stuff, I assume, right?
Yeah. So
for that new movie.
And then probably the Lord of the Rings stuff will probably be there, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yay!
Well, they just recently revealed the minifigures, so that means they'll probably have the actual sets at Toy Fair, right?
Yeah. So, I've seen some of the sets in prototype form, and they look horrific. So, I'm hoping...
look bad?
These are going to look... Yeah, they look so basic. Well, of course, it's, you know, prototype, but...
All right. Abatras says... I don't know if you have heard of a show called Super Jail, but yes. It's basically Willy Wonka with a jail, and it is a very bright and colorful show on Adult Swim. Fun fact, the show has the most death showings ever on TV. The characters on the show are really fun, like Warden, Jailbot, and Lord Stingray. Do you ever think we will get toys of them, and if so, who do you think will make them? I don't...
It would be Jazzwares for sure.
They usually do make that kind of stuff, don't they?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I've not seen this show.
It's kind of old now, but it's ridiculous. The whole they start out every show by one of the basically the intro is the guys escaping from jail and that robot, you know, going to capture him and bring him back to the jail.
Yeah,
but it's a total like. It kind of reminds you that like it's all death metal, inmates killing each other, like just totally whacked out. Some you would see on those, you know, cartoons at night stuff that they play on the Cartoon Network.
Right.
I like it. It's great. It's a little, like, trippy, I guess.
You're probably right, too. Like, Jazzwares did the Robot Chicken line.
Oh, there's,
and that
there's
totally
no
makes
doubt.
You think that, that's something that they would want to grab the rights to. Yeah. All right, Orko the Wizard. If you look at the awesome playset we're getting for Ninja Turtles, here's Ninja Turtles question too. Doesn't it make you wonder why Playmates is able to do so and Mattel can't even give us a simple background of Castle Grayskull? I will tell you exactly why. Ninja Turtles has a cartoon and a comic book backing it. And retail support.
And a show coming.
Yep.
And a movie theater.
Yep. Yep. If they didn't have all of that stuff, we probably wouldn't be getting playsets and vehicles and probably not even a toy line. So Masters just is seriously lacking in the entertainment department, which brings you more money to actually spend on tooling and stuff like that.
But I will say, Mattel, you have the money to take a chance.
Dude, no kidding, right? Well, that's what sucks, because now they're even saying, like, that the Wind Raider sales weren't good enough to warrant any more vehicles for the time being. So now they're, like, I guess in the most recent Q&As or whatever, they were like, yeah, we're not sure we're going to do any more vehicles, maybe if a movie comes out. So it's like, great, now they don't even want to do vehicles anymore.
Well, can you tell us if a movie's going to come out?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, where's this movie, then, that you keep talking about? But, yeah, that's exactly the reason. Turtles has a new series coming out, and it's owned by Nickelodeon, and you know it's going to get a lot of hype, and that's why.
Whatever.
Yep. All right, Yoda Soup. My question this week is related to clothes.
Hmm.
Being that your site doesn't have a show about pop culture-themed clothes, I'll ask it here. I've always loved retro t-shirts and other retro clothing, and obviously so do you guys. I'm guessing that someone there is wearing a Masters of the Universe shirt right now.
G.I. Joe. And I got a pop culture shirt on.
You lose.
Close enough.
This year for Christmas from my girlfriend, I received a pair of Kermit the Frog sleep pants. I got animal sleep pants.
I got a Spider-Man Snuggie.
Yeah, you did. which have quickly become my favorite pair of pants. I'd wear them everywhere if society was more accepting of me wearing such pants in public. If only the glory days of the late 80s and early 90s would come back, I'd be golden. So my question is, growing up, did you guys wear any zany pop culture-themed clothes? I recall wearing a neon green Diet Pepsi hat and snap bracelets to elementary school on a regular basis.
That was 90s.
I totally had slap bracelets, no doubt about it. Man, did those things. Those were awesome. I love slap bracelets. I definitely had brightly colored stuff. Another thing that I wore all the time were hip sacks, dude.
Did you really?
Oh, dude. When I went to, like, Six Flags and stuff, I had a Ninja Turtles hip sack that I took with me on every vacation. And I was just totally rocking it. Like, yeah, let me get my money out of my hip sack.
I would be cut dead wearing one of those right now.
Oh, no, not now? No way, dude. No way. But when I was a kid, it was awesome.
I always tell a story about the year that when my aunt bought me the Steve Urkel Christmas sweater that made me cry for Christmas. It was a total, like, Christmas sweater. Like, the dumb ones that everybody hates to see and wear.
Yeah.
But it was just big old Steve Urkel's face on the side of him going, did I do that?
That's amazing. I wish you had that shirt.
I wish I had it still now. But back then, I cried. I'm like, this is what you got me for Christmas. I hate you.
That's hilarious. All right. Manny Fan, 1977, says, I too blame Sween for introducing me to the term brony and eventually turning me into one.
Yep, it's his fault. He's patient zero.
This is a question for Christina, but she is not here, so we'll see. It says, I saw the tweeted image of your first two Ponyville-style minifigures, the only figurines I collect because the Root and Main ones are just a little too girly. Pinkie Pie and Sugar Grape, those are the ones Christina got. It says, which is your favorite main pony and why? I like Twilight Sparkle since she's a Sween's, as Sween's wife said, the logical thinker of the group. I'll answer for you. Christina is kind of, she doesn't really have, like, a favorite or anything like that yet, because I think she's trying to like My Little Pony. She's a big fan of blind-packed minifigures of any variety, and when we found the pony ones, she just thought that was a good opportunity to try My Little Pony out. And she opened them, and she really liked them, but I don't know if she's going to buy any more. I asked her if she was planning to get more, and she was just like, I don't know. So I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if she's going to become a... What's the female version of Brony? I don't know if she's going to get into ponies or not. I really don't.
I don't know either.
She didn't.
Ponyhead.
Ponyhead! I don't think she's going to be a ponyhead. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, I guess. Okay, The Rook says, last year at San Diego Comic-Con 2011, when it was announced that there was going to be a 30th anniversary line with six additional figures, The Wind Raider was coming by the end of the year, and Grandemir was getting made. I was both excited and worried. I was worried that there would be too much product being put out and fans might cut back on the number of items they bought, which could potentially cause Mattel to lose interest in the line as well. For example, if Mattel sees fans are not buying as much, they cut back. No more vehicles, no more accessories, no more variants. But is that a correct response when there are so many items and products available now? That was not my question, just trying to explain my thoughts at this time.
Oh,
so anyway, after all of the problems surrounding the line, I think that it is possible Mattel may have grown the line too fast, not only for the fans, but for themselves, and they are not able to keep up with the growth of the line. It has been mentioned several times that they do not have a lot of resources working on the line. Do you think Mattel grew the line too fast, and this could be causing some of the problems we are starting to see with the line? I think that's a good hypothesis, and we've talked about before
that's
how...
probably some of the problems.
It probably is, and we talked about before how we would actually be okay with them cutting back to just one figure a month with maybe a variant every couple months, like they were the first year they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because while I love getting a lot of cool new figures, it does get ridiculously expensive. Especially when you have a month like this month where we're getting Fisto and Sorceress and Photog all in the same month. Those are all great figures, but that's $60 right there plus shipping. That's crazy.
And if you, some of us have multiple subscriptions, so
yeah,
that's just like snatch your money.
Yeah, and not to mention anybody that wants to buy other things too. Like, you know, I've got a Voltron subscription that's also charging me $50 for a Red Lion this month. So on top of the three Masters figures, I'm also paying for my Voltron thing, and that just like totally wipes out my toy funds for the entire month. You know, I can't buy anything else.
Thank God Turtles are not coming out.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and then we got Turtles at the end of the year. So, oh God, what am I gonna do then? So yeah, I think it's I definitely think that that is part of the problem.
A little too much.
I think I know that fans want all of these toys.
They got greedy.
But it is, yes, it's getting a little pricey, and everybody's on budgets these days, and they can't always justify, you know, $20 as it is already expensive for a toy.
Although, I would say they probably saw the opportunity to get everything out quickly as possible before they shut us down, kind of a thing going on.
That could be, too. Maybe that's what they were thinking. Maybe they were like, let's go ahead and crank out as much as we possibly can, just in case we can't, you know, manage this line past 3 or 4 years. And, I mean, that's a sucky way to think of it, but you got to remember that the 2000X line was considered a failure because it didn't last more than a couple years. And before that, the New Adventures line only lasted a couple years, and it was a failure.
That could be possibly true, considering Scott being such a fan, and just be like, man, we just got to get these out.
We just got to get these out, yeah. I mean, the last several Masters of the Universe toy lines have been considered failures by Mattel. So, it's always possible. That's one of those things that they were just trying to be precautious of.
And you don't want it to go away. You still got some things you want.
Right, right. Yeah, we'll see. Like, that's totally my problem with it. It's because I want them. I want so many figures, and I want all of the characters to be made. But every time Digital River sends me an email and says, we're shipping you this and we're charging you this, I go, oh, God.
And then an hour later, something different. And then 2 days later, something different.
Yeah, speaking of which, I got two emails this morning telling me that they were getting ready to charge me for the Star Sisters. And I was like, say what? You charged me for the Star Sisters last month. You better not do this again. But then I got online and found out that everybody got that email.
I didn't get that email.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people got that email. It's the same email twice, and a lot of people got it. And apparently Digital River's just like, yeah, our bad. We sent it by accident. We're not charging you anything. But now I'm scared to death that this money's just going to disappear from my account. And
guy knew they made a mistake, but the other guy doesn't.
Right. Oh, no. We are going to charge you $40 for the Star Sisters.
You told me to charge them.
Yeah. So, God, it's just like, guys, can't you get through a week? Yeah. Seriously, you can't get through a week without screwing something up?
Take your chances.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm so tired of talking about that crap. I wish they'd quit giving us things to talk about.
Yeah, we could start a show. Just
I know, right? Welcome to the Dizzle River Sucks Show. All right, JBS726. Do you think Mosquitor has always been as popular, or has Pixel Dan's enthusiasm created new demand for the character?
Probably.
I can't answer that, but...
Probably. Probably sparked that one.
It's very possible. And I will take take pride in that.
And the fact that he's just not out yet.
Yeah.
I mean, Ram Man's pretty big. He ain't saying nothing about Ram Man.
That's true, but a lot of people do say stuff about Ram Man.
So
Ram Man's going to be that figure that when he's finally revealed, everybody's going to be like, now I can quit the line. And that's probably why Mattel's not putting him out.
Or they're like, we waited all this time for this.
He looks like crap.
He just has replaceable legs that gets bigger. He gets smaller and bigger, like he's being cranked down. Put a spring in him. Come on.
And Scott's going to be like, here's Ram Man. It's really weird. The Four Horsemen sculpted his face to look like me. I didn't even tell him to do that.
Oh, wow. Go there, huh?
I'm just kidding, Scott. I love you, bro.
Why do they do that? I don't know. Pay no attention to the memo I sent them.
yeah, like, what's that piece of paper sitting next to it that says, make his face look like mine?
I'm pretty sure nope. there's a paper trail.
All right. Jarwall says, I'm new to the forums, but I've been a long-time viewer on YouTube.
Finally.
Welcome.
Finally.
My question is similar to the one that has been asked before on the fan corner that was hosted by Scotty Cash and intern Rick. Did we have one of those?
Not a long time ago.
Okay. I was curious to hear the response of the rest of the panel. What five characters from any World Book Show movie would you make up your ultimate whole flippin' universe has got to be saved A-team? Mine would be He-Man, Snake Eyes, the immortal Hulk Hogan, Gene Simmons from Kiss, and Captain William Shatner.
Wow.
That's amazing! What a great team.
Okay, so we have to come up with five.
Five guys. All right. Let's see. I would probably do... I would have to do He-Man, of course.
Okay.
I'll do Raphael from the Ninja Turtles, because he's my favorite turtle.
Is there a Burt Reynolds figure somewhere?
Oh, it doesn't matter, dude. He put William Shatner in there, so you can put
Burt Reynolds. You need a Burt Reynolds.
Oh, that's awesome.
You need some guy with a mustache taking care of business.
Burt Reynolds, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's see.
I'm going to do Link from The Legend of Zelda. That's my third. That's
interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Guys, this is a tough question.
You need a Homer Simpson. Somebody to be funny, but if they throw a punch, they can. So I'm thinking Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson.
You need somebody with a little bit of Down syndrome.
Amazing.
So you can make fun of them.
All right. I'm going to put, I got to put, like, I need, like, a Jedi or something, right? I'm going to put,
Oh, you need Daryl from Walking Dead.
Oh, that's an awesome one. Daryl from Walking Dead.
Because he seems to be able to do anything, so.
All right, I'm going to put,
Daryl Dixon.
I'll put Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, Jedi Master.
Yeah, I like Obi-Wan. So I need a fifth. Who can be my fifth?
I need Punisher because he just needs to kill people for no reason.
The Punisher, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, I'm gonna do. A lot of people are gonna hate me for this. I'm totally gonna do Wolverine because I was always a big Wolverine fan growing up, and I know people are like, "Oh, Wolverine, bleh. Yeah, whatever, Schnick bub." I love Wolverine,
and I need Arnold Schwarzenegger or something.
Oh, Arnold! Wolverine's out. Arnold's in. Everybody, let's do this. That's perfect.
There you go.
Now we're in. Alright, one nerd. One thing I remember clearly from my childhood was going to the Power Rangers stage show when it came to my town. I remember it being awesome as a kid, and after seeing videos of it on YouTube, I was not too far off. But I've noticed that kids these days seem to be denied the stage shows that I remember as a kid.
That's
so true. My question is, if you could direct a stage show in the same vein as the Power Rangers, He-Man, or Ninja Turtles shows, what property would you use?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. What properties are even out there now to do stage shows with? It's got to be something that's popular with the kids now. Otherwise, they're just not going to care. And you don't want a bunch of, like, 30-year-old dudes going to some stage show to see, like, the He-Man stuff. That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'd go.
I totally want that to happen because the story, I want it to be done in extreme comedy fashion, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. The problem is, like, this.
You could do a Pokemon stage show.
Yeah. Do they do anything like that? Like, they've got to do something like that somewhere, right? Like, I always see ads still for, like, Dora the Explorer stage shows. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, the young kids still get that kind of stuff.
The on-ice stuff?
Yeah, the on-ice stuff. Disney on Ice still comes around here every now and then. I remember seeing Disney on Ice when I was a kid, and I friggin' loved it. I thought it was awesome at that time, you know?
I remember seeing the Ninja Turtles show.
Mm-hmm. I saw one at the, our mall had one time that I went to.
God, I wish I could have recorded that.
I know, right? It's one of those things that you think back on and you're just like, I wish I had some footage or something.
Could that be blown up YouTube right now?
It's just like I remember going to Toys R Us and meeting He-Man and Skeletor and Ninja Turtles. And you remember when Toys R Us used to have the character meet and greets?
Yeah.
And you would just walk in and the whole back aisle would just be full of all these characters.
Different characters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, oh, dude.
When they had the World of Nintendo still.
Yep. My mom took me to that every time they did one.
And they still did the supermarket sweep stuff.
The thing that every kid dreamed of. God, I spent hours just thinking about like all the things I'd grab.
And then you watch the shows with the kids doing it, and you're always like, why are you doing that?
You're doing this, dude. Just do this. Why don't you just... Like, I always said, you know what I do? I would run down the video game aisle and grab all the tickets, because that wouldn't take up any space in my cart at all. You'd throw all the world... You know, you'd go down the World of Nintendo, grab tickets for all the video games, throw them in your cart.
As poor as those kids did, there had to be some rules or something.
There must have been.
Or been a mock store.
Look, you're not allowed to run down the aisles and scoop everything in. You're not allowed... You can't grab multiples. That's probably what it was. You can't grab multiples of the same item.
Like, it had been staged. There's no way those kids were doing the right thing.
Yeah, dude. I used to get so mad.
What kid was like, I think I'll take that.
Yeah. I know. Like, I'd be the guy that would run straight to the He-Mans and just go, bah, 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 all of these.
New cart.
Play sets. Yeah. New cart, please. I'll take all the turtles right now.
What was the question?
Oh, the stage show thing. I don't know. Like, seriously, like, what's super popular with kids right now that they would actually do a stage show of? I guess I'm just not, like...
I don't know.
I'm not very keen to that sort of thing right now.
Yeah, me either.
And you even got a kid.
There's all kinds of small, like, kid things going on.
There's a lot more girl stuff, too, I would
they
think.
They just keep kicking out weird shows constantly. I don't even know. We went to saw the Yo Gabba Gabba stage show a few times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one that they
did. That.
Yeah, so I guess they do still do it. It's just, it's not the same as when we were kids, you know? But that's because this day and age doesn't have the same kind of stuff that we had, you know? There is no Ninja Turtles yet. There is no He-Man or Power Rangers is still around, I guess, but
it's
I don't
like
know. It's
video
like...
Video games.
Yeah, dude, it's just not the same as when we were young.
Like a Skylander, like...
Skylander show. Stage show. All
right. Because that stuff's blowing up right now.
I know. The stores still aren't stocked with stuff from Christmas. Makes me mad. I want to buy more Skylanders. Sweet. All right. Well, I think we're going to go and cut off there for the day because we're already over an hour. So if we missed your question this week, we apologize. Next weekend is New York Toy Fair, which means next week is going to be the Toy Fair edition of the podcast. Mm-hmm. You guys can go ahead and do Fan Corner. We're probably going to spend most of the podcast talking about like stuff from the show. So I'm not going to guarantee we're going to get to everybody's questions, but we'll still do our best to do Fan Corner stuff next week. So speaking of that, make sure you guys are checking out popculturenetwork.com all weekend long, because we'll be uploading photos and videos from the event right there on the site all weekend long. We've already got the site all set up and ready to go for it, and we're gonna get the banners and everything posted up this week, so you guys will have easy access to get into our photo gallery.
We just hope we have good internet to bring it to you quick as possible.
That's always the issue, is the internet. But good thing about Toy Fair is they got a press room that always seems to work really good, so I'll, you know, sit down in the press room for as long as I need to get pictures up and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, we'll at least get the pictures to you. Video will follow.
Yeah, yeah. Like it is with every one of these events, guys, stay tuned all weekend long, but then don't forget to keep coming back afterwards, because we'll be posting updates probably for the rest of this month of stuff that happened at Toy Fair. And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on. Even though we've already got a lot of reveals, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things still to talk about from the show. So you definitely want to check out popculturenetwork.com every day, and stay tuned to youtube.com/popculturenetwork, where all of our Toy Fair videos will be posted. So lots of cool stuff. So if you're not already subscribed to that channel, make sure you head over there and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the Toy Fair coverage. While you guys are on the site, make sure you're checking out all the other original content that's posted every single day. Lots of podcasts and videos and columns on comic books, video games, toys, and more. And while you're there, shop the store at shoppcn.com. Is there anything in particular you want to plug this week?
Let's see. Well, new comics every Wednesday, as you know by now, hopefully. And we have the Batman Incorporated figures now in stock. We got restocked on the Arkham, was that City? Batman,
yes.
Arkham City, yes. Those figures are now back in stock. They've been out. That Tim Drake Robin is very popular, and the Harley Quinn as well. So no, those are back in. No one really seems to care about the infected Batman for some reason.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
But the other
not like we haven't gotten a lot of Batmans already.
Yeah, so those are flying out, and we had a bunch of loose random stuff trading lately, so you might be seeing some older, like we got some G1 Transformers and just random cool stuff.
Awesome. Random cool stuff. ShopPCN.com. Sweet. All right, well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode, so we will see you guys next week from New York City for Toy Fair. So until then, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Kelly.
See you guys next week.